Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's walk the talk and talk acts of kindness this morning. Getting feedback from someone we've spoken to before on a campaign that is called the Project Ushuja, and it was a 36-kilometer Zanzibar channel swim for charity. We spoke to the guys from Project Ushuja on the 8th of November, or rather as they were leading up to the 8th of November challenge to swim that 36-kilometer Zanzibar channel in Tanzania. And the aim was to raise 250,000 rand for hospice vets. And of course, the genesis of this initiative was started after Tim Lloyd, one of the organizers, lost his wife to cancer. And in her struggles, she had great assistance from hospice vets. And Tim decided we need to do something to help this organization do the very important work that they're doing. On that note, Tim Lloyd, welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for coming back to give us a sense of how things go. How did things go?
Morning, Rufiwe. Thank you so much for having us back on the show.
Absolute pleasure.
To provide a report back on the event. And in short, we're delighted to report that the day was a success.
Lovely.
So as you mentioned, swim day was on Tuesday, the 8th of November. Mm-hmm. We had a very, very early start at 4 a.m. in the morning in the dark to catch the outgoing tide from Zanzibar in the direction of mainland Tanzania. And we swam for about 13 hours in total.
Yeah.
We experienced some tricky conditions that we didn't expect, including quite a big swell once we got to the middle portion of the channel. So many of the 11 swimmers experienced bouts of seasickness, unfortunately.
My goodness, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just part of the challenge on the day. We did have one swimmer that completed the full 35-kilometer crossing. That was Ryan Cumming, and he did that in a time of 10 hours and 18 minutes. And we understand this to be the first documented swimmer to complete the full crossing from Zanzibar to the mainland. So a really outstanding achievement.
I mean, that's really fantastic, Tim, especially as you're saying, those are sort of unforeseen conditions. When we talk about this crossing, how were you guys kitted out? How were the swimmers kitted out?
So, Rufiwe, it was in some ways it was up to each swimmer about the swimming aids and supplements that they needed on the water to enable them to give the crossing the best shot possible.
Yes.
But then we also needed some basic safety equipment out there. So, for example, each of the 11 swimmers swam with these tow buoys, these flotation devices attached to the swimmers, just as a support device in case something went wrong and they needed to hold on to the tow buoy. But the other reason we had that tow buoy is the first 2 hours or so of the swim was in the dark, which although was very special in terms of an experience that none of us had experienced before, obviously there was a safety factor to that. So having those tow buoys attached to each swimmer, the support crew was able to identify the swimmers in the water, and we attached glow sticks to the tow buoys as well, just to help with that.
Yeah, understandable. Identification.
And then obviously we were exposed to the elements throughout the day, including the sun and the salt water, so lots of sunblock, covering as much of the body as possible. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the swimmers also swam with these, we call them floaty pants, but they're basically swimsuit material, swimming shorts.
Yeah.
So that helped with buoyancy, but just, you know, full coverage of the legs down to the knees. And then many of the swimmers had long sleeves, swimming vests, rash vests as well.
Okay.
Just to help with cover. So those were really the basics on the day. And for the most part, it seemed to suffice.
Well, a big congratulations, obviously, to Ryan Cummings, who's the swimmer that completed that 36-kilometer swim in those 10 hours and 18 minutes. And, of course, to the rest of the cohort, the rest of the team that swam under those conditions. I think open water swimming is no joke, so much respect. Did you reach your goal of 250,000 rand?
we did refer, which we're really delighted about. So not only have we achieved that fundraising goal of 250,000 Rand, but we've been able to exceed it.
Mm-hmm. So lovely,
our fundraising total at the moment sits at about 324,000 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
What we are going to do is we'll keep the Give and Gain page that we're using as a fundraising platform for donations. We'll keep that open for another week.
Okay.
And we're really hoping to push hard for the next week and hopefully hit the 350,000 Rand mark and even beyond that. Because we do know, as we've spoken about before, that, you know, every additional Rand that hospice fits can get will make a difference toward the essential service that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this will directly assist people in our community who are suffering due to terminal illnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll leave it for another week for one more push. Hopefully we can hit 350,000 Rand. But we're very chuffed with the amount of money we've been able to raise to date. And if I can also just mention that, you know, with this open water experience for the swimmers, I think one of the impressive highlights was across the group of 11 swimmers, we covered 238 kilometers.
Yeah.
Was the cumulative distance. So that's almost the equivalent of 8 crossings. And why I mention that is most of the swimmers who partook in this do not have swimming backgrounds or pedigrees. So there was a lot of hard work that went into preparing for this event. And I think across a group of only 11 swimmers, to cover almost 240 kilometers in open water.
Yeah.
Really,
really fantastic. Tim, of course, you know, you've mentioned the fact that this 300, you're pushing for 350, you're sitting at 324,000 raised so far, is to allow hospice vets, the nurses, the support staff to do what they do so well, which is help families as they also adjust to, letting essentially their family members, their loved ones go and assisting those people who are in a terminal state. Transition with dignity, as pain-free as possible, and in a contained environment that's supportive. Really, really incredible work that they do. How are you going to hand over this money? Is there going to be a handover ceremony for Hospice Fits once the window for donations is closed?
So, we had a really amazing send-off with Lynn Wells, who's the fundraising manager at Hospice Fits, and Jackie Kay, who's the CEO at Hospice Fits, about a week before we left for the swim.
Yes, you did.
And it was very special to get together with them and some of the staff. And I suppose for Lynn and Jackie to see that these swimmers actually exist. So that was great as a send-off. In terms of a formal handover, with the Give and Gain page, there are tranches of funds that are transferred to Hospice Fits every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So it's been incremental in that way. So as we speak, Hospice Fits are sitting with most of that 324,000 Rand, which has been raised.
Lovely.
That's also inclusive of about 50,000 Rand, which was directly transferred to their account. So for those listeners who are interested, there are two ways to donate to them directly. One is through the Give and Gain page, and then the other is to transfer funds to them directly to their account. I'm very happy to provide my email address if that's the preferred option for any listeners, and we can sort that out.
Okay, lovely. I think we can just give the name. Do they just go hop onto the Project Ashuja website, or just give us your email address right away?
Correct. So it's the Project Ashuja website. So that Ashuja is spelled Ushujaa. So if they just type in Project Ashuja into Google, the website will come up.
Lovely.
And the Give and Gain link is on that website. Mm-hmm. As we said before, a very user-friendly website for any interested listeners. And then my personal email address, if the EFT banking details are required, is Tim, T-I-M-H, Lloyd, Lloyd spelled double L-O-Y-D, @gmail.com. So Tim H. Lloyd @gmail.com.
Fantastic stuff. Tim, once again, a big congratulations on having surpassed, in fact, your initial goal of 250,000 Rand. But of course, an even bigger congratulations for taking it upon yourself to help an organization that helped you in your hour of need, but of course, one that has helped so many of us as well who've lost loved ones.
Thank you, Rufu, and thank you so much for your support and your time.
Always a pleasure.